the story of the P or somewhere old time, 70s, maybe story one, I don't know. Sitting there and thinking that, wow, or rather the author thinking about Pio, that, well, maybe it won't have a sad ending after all, the story. This might be in the end somewhere, actually. Yeah, this should be at the very end of the Pio story. So, whoever hears this, don't reveal it to anyone. This is gonna be a surprise. So, it's about the path of love, right? Which is, on Earth, for Pio, who is, remember, Onni, isn't he? And the question then being, where is Aina? We know this much. She set out after him to help him because she was worried after losing contact with him. Feeling that he needed her help. So she came as far as to the Otherworld station. Whatever it's called, working name. But the bridge over to Shadowland, to the earthly realm, the Búi Lóta, from here, from the Búvarlóka, where she is broken. It's being under repair, but it takes time. It's like an organic growth or something. So what's she gonna do? Now, she's there trying to get in contact with him, into his dreams and things like that, which sometimes works, because he also, after being going through both this and that, life after life, or maybe it's one life, I don't know, starts to clear up a bit, anyway, time in there is just different from real time. There can be many lives going on there, which here in Bhuvarloka, it's just hours, it's something like that, or you can step into different time slots, whatever. So, any case, there we are now back into Shadowland, and Pio is there. Oops, he's here in Sweden, and this thing going on, that thing. And he is looking for his girl. As simple as that. He has a mission, yep, work to do. It's a creative work, it's fun, it's fascinating, it's challenging, but yep. But where is his girl? Because he is here now a bit, well, yes, conditioned by that place, right? He has forgotten, but deep in his heart, he feels that connection is still there. And there he is, he's 10 years old, and he finds her. She becomes his classmate in fourth grade, and he's in love, and he's happy. Finally, I found her. Yes, makes perfect sense, but problem, she doesn't care at all about him. But other boys, older boys, tougher boys. So he's crushed. And it goes on like that. And then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But that was the first one. So it wasn't her, it wasn't her, it wasn't her. And her story meanders through these. You could say failures, and we may wonder why failure after failure, what's wrong with this guy? And he thinks so himself, but then we realize that there's something more going on here. He's learning something each time. Because what happens here in Shadowland, when you kind of get influenced by this dream there, the Maya, as it's called, these qualities of material nature, which is really about dreamy ignorance and desires. I want this, I want that. You kind of realize that you can get what you want. And then it may be more and more difficult to get it, but it's there. And you can, why it's called Shadowland now is that when you drift into the shadows, then you kind of forget yourself. And you become selfish. I, me, mine. And that's how you go down there in this samsara, where you're ultimately crawling around just with a big mouth, eating, me food. It's called Anamaya. And then you come up again, learning from that, that hey, it doesn't really work well, I want more of life. So we show this whole samsara thing there in the story, and here we have our Pio coming up, and we don't really know if he was down all the way there, but he is influenced by this. Maybe it's his first life there, I don't know. Or a few. We don't need to get into that. But here he is, and he's kind of learning. But and this, I think we can even put it like this, that this goes on in every life. In every lifetime, you, when you're a little kid, you're selfish. Me, I want this. Right? First, I want food. It's like a whole samsara cycle in mini version. And then gradually, okay, my friends too, my family, and so on. My partner, my children, my society, we. And that's what development, spiritual development is about, and actual life, wisdom of life and all that. So there he is, and for each one of those ladies that he encounters, so to speak, he learns something important. So it's a hero's journey. Again, a kind of, not tragic hero, not anti-hero, but you know, one of those. Tragical, comical heroes who at the end anyway wins. So by the mercy of God, because that's what's really about also, not me winning, I'm a winner or I'm a loser, but me just turning my life in the hands of God, who's my best friend, and thus winning, just like Arjuna winning the war by the help of his chariot driver. So it, yeah, that's what we have here in the story. So then if we put it in a time frame, I'm just putting it into the one I'm in now, so we have a reference. The summer then of his 70th year, after his 70th birthday, he is convinced that, yeah, she's not in this world. And that's surely the best. Why should she be here? So many dangers, and especially for a woman, risks, threats, dark men trying to exploit women for their own sake. I mean, it's a dangerous place, it's shadow land for women. So he's sitting there realizing that, and then fine. And I only got a few years left here, so let me just spend those years to do my job. So from morning to evening, for the rest of my life, I will now sit and write and produce, and then take my daily walk, basically spending my time alone for 10, 20 years until I leave this world. I will be a kshetra sannyasi. And that's anyway how it should be, right? Total renunciation, giving up all contact with the material society's material world. And he was even thinking if he should officially become a sannyasi, getting back into saffron and shaved head and all that. Yeah, sure, you can get servants then and you will get this and that and safe place to live and everything will be taken care of. But now, he thinks, I will be institutionalized. So this is kind of things he's going through. And meanwhile, just as in the Mahabharata, we got time, kala, we got higher. Levels there, destiny, and the wheel of time unfolding. From the implicit level, and you can not always predict what's going to happen. Sometimes things just happen differently than you thought, however logical and obvious and clear it may have seemed. And that may just be the final surprise in this story. And we have, I mean, time after time, we have convinced the reader or viewer that, phew, it was her. I didn't expect that. Wow, plot twist. Because that's what Pio thought at that time. Yes, obviously. It's Taina. He's standing on the hill and having a revelation, basically. But no, poof. It was an illusion. And he felt it all along, that there's something to learn from it. And that's what I should focus on. Make a fool out of myself, if required. What can I do? So he's sitting there praying like that to God. And of course he made a fool out of himself. It took like 4 months or so. And then that was over. And peace. And we go, oops, what happened? We all thought that it was her. I now finally had made it. And she took birth there up far north, and she went through this and that in her life. But no. And then he gave up. No, she's not here. In this earthly realm. Good, fine. I accept. Understand. And as he accepts and understands that, and whoops, another one. Even more completely obvious Aina who has appeared. She came a little late, but still. And all the little pieces there of this puzzle speak in favor of, well, but maybe we should just focus on the higher possible purpose of this, what's here to learn. He felt that voice coming there from within. So he focused on that, opening himself. Yes, he made those little flowers in his meditations, all his fantasies and little desires. We could do this, we could do that. He formed into flowers, putting them in front of his Gandharvika mother. And protector of all the ladies. And she accepted, and that was fine. Oops. Wasn't that her either? And Pia is bewildered. What's going on here? Someone just playing with me. So, well, you know, either I give up now. He gave up, actually. And again, adjusted himself, prepared for sannyas. And as he's sitting there with whom he even envisioned and had thought of as possible sannyas guru, he turns his face to the left, and there she is. Even with the little fireworks, confirmed. But oops, another tricky one. So what is it? Chasing an illusion, and that's why it keeps running away. Or just something to learn. And oops, it wasn't her either. And Theo is even more bewildered. What's going on? Why do I have to go through these? But he, at the same time, realizes somewhere, deeper down there, what he had learned from each one of those three. He can't exactly remember it, but it has shaped him, his view on love, himself, his relationships to especially women. How he has to go from the desire to enjoy a beautiful woman
to learning to love. And when you fall in love with someone, for instance, a blind, stupid thing actually, it reveals a lot, because for him at least it was generally a beautiful woman. So that's what he loved, a beautiful body. How about the soul within? These questions were whispered to him through this experience, these trials. And he came out the other end having learned something the hard way as usual, but survived. And now realizing that, well, again, he was a little bewildered, because in Swedish we say third time counts, tredje gången gilt. And he couldn't remember if it meant that the third time here should have been the real one, real Aina. He just had to wait and that would be revealed in time. Or that third time meant now he had learned what he should learn, and that this was just a test, and that now he should be a sannyasi, a kshetra sannyasi, which he now again sank back into his armchair, accepting, preparing happily to spend his life like that. Yet sometimes feeling, this may be, there's something missing here. A little lonesome sometimes. And we got that going, and the little voice from within, each time after he goes sannyasi mode again, something happens. Then there was the autistic girl. Whew. Is it her? But he's just not able to see her. Is it all a matter of him maturing enough, spiritually or whatever, to see his Aina when she is here? And it's a tragedy because it doesn't. Or this other one who he was with, or the other one. He sometimes goes into this, but now he's fed up with it, so he just gives up. And there, all of a sudden, someone steps in, definitely by the trickery and arrangement of providence of somewhere behind the screen, because, and as Pio was praying, he was even promising, when he was asked at Nishinga Chaturdasi, I got this all in the script somewhere else, but I'm just going through everything now to see how it feels. At the end of that third little story, But no, yeah. They asked him, what do you want to do? Do you want to have a woman in your life or not? And he answers after some thoughts, although sitting in the middle of a kirtan and the whole crowd of devotees around him, had to make a quick decision and answer, saying that, yeah, if she doesn't want me, then that's it. I'll be a sannyasi, just dedicating my body, mind, intelligence, words, my soul to you, to the Sankirtan mission. And at that moment he felt a feeling of relief. Yeah. And what that feeling was, he wasn't sure of. Was it that, yeah, finally you gave up this whole idea about women? Or, yeah, finally you found your woman, because it's going to be her anyway. Or something else. But he felt something was good here. And maybe the feeling came from the satisfaction of his Gandharika gear, Dari, and Gornitai and Guru Parampara, so on, that he was sitting in front of and speaking to. Who knows? But then it came at the end there that, of course, it's up to you. Pio says, who am I to decide? So my ultimate desire is this, but including if there's someone you want to put in my way. And if she is actually here, my Aina, then who am I to say no? And that became the conclusion of that conversation. And the rest is history, as you say. But then there was another girl in the story. Who we had met several times, but maybe not noticed very much. So let's tell her story, because she might be a clue, a piece of this puzzle. That will, of course, in the end, otherwise we will be cruel to you, readers, or viewers. Must come together. And of course we know that the path of love We are eternally together, just the way we should be together, with whom we should be together with. And whatever is going on here, in this shadow land, however lonely or lost we may seem to be or feel like we are, that's just part of the dream. And as we start to gradually wake up, meaning that our hearts are rising back again to eternity, knowledge, and love, the magical mystery things start happening in your life. But now let's continue with this story of this lady.